that the gospel to eternal life is, tell God you believe in Jesus, you feel bad about your sin, you want to be a friend of God, say this prayer and you're going to heaven no matter what. That's not the biblical gospel. You know that probably. The Bible calls you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ to repent and turn from your sin. Come out of the world in every false way. Lose your life to follow him and you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. The fruit you're born of God is holiness and obedience, and you must endure to the end to find salvation. This is easy-eared, goat-pleasing, tickling, carnal Christianity. It's not biblical salvation. My website teaches all about that. I have
it's 100% true.
Yeah, I have a teaching on my website, don'tperish.com. I have a, look at me screaming over this ear-bleed, nasty music. See these people waving Jesus flags and stuff? Do you believe it takes a lot more to worship God than Jesus flags?
Well,
this is all unity. It's all coming together. Ecumenicalism. Let's all just get along. Let's go along. Let's not call out sin. Let's not call out sound doctrine. Do you think you could gather this many people preaching Jesus with sound doctrine and holiness? No, you couldn't. What do you need? Skillet. Skillet's going to be here. You know about Skillet?
Yeah.
You know where they played?
Where?
Hellfest. You know what Hellfest is?
No.
Hellfest is a rock band concert where satanic bands that worship Satan go and play. He took his band there, not to rebuke them and preach Jesus.
I was talking about this with my brother, but I wasn't sure.
No. He went there, and I got a video of him on my website. What's this?
That's true.
He's on stage doing this.
That's true.
And you know what he says? Marvel. Do you know about like Superman, Batman, Iron Man, all these things? Where do they all get their power from? The dark world, magic, mysticism, paganism, New Ageism. He says that God's using Hollywood to give us images of superheroes that are like Jesus. That is sin and wickedness. So test your church. Go look up. I'm gonna have a whole bunch of.
I don't actually have a church.
Good.
I just became a Christian. So.
You did. Yeah. Maybe that's why we met. Would you like to know godly saints to help you walk in the ways of God and be edified, rather than going to a Sunday church system that's going to teach you worldliness, compromise?
Yeah.
You email me. I'll Bible study with you. I got brothers. How old are you?
I'm 16.
I got brothers that would love to edify a young man. And yeah, I would challenge you this. You're not going to find a church building place that is teaching the sound doctrine of God. You're not. It's all this.
Yeah.
You're going to get in the scriptures, grow up, be a godly young man, learn what it takes to be holy. And what if God never puts any holy people around you? Should you compromise or just hang out with a bunch of sinful people? No. You should be holy and be separate for God no matter what, right? Isn't that true? Yeah. So I'm going to have that audio and that video up, and it's on that testing. You'll see it right in the front of our website. It'll be up like tomorrow night. Yeah, you got the website up. There's a button right on there that says, if you keep scrolling, up, go down. It says, Life Fest Exposed. Click on that. And that's where all my audio video is going to go. And then from there, you can see my testing of John Cooper, the hooligan, the worldly carnal heretic that deceives millions. He's worth $12 million. How do you think he made $12 million? Selling Jesus, a false Jesus, deceiving young people like you. I'm going to stand against that all day long, all
do you
week long.
Have your email on here?
It's on my gospel card that I just gave you.
Okay, cool.
You can put it on there, don'tperish.com or don'tperish@outlook.com.
Email.
You email me and I'll send you my cell phone and I'll encourage you from long distance.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Love you, man.
Love you, sir.
God be praised. Watch this. Don't listen to false teachers. Don't listen to false teachers that can't bring the word of God.
Okay.
You're just trying to scoop up a young saint.
No.
Only wicked people work on operate in the dark. Bring Bible, bring truth.
You think Catholicism is the true church?
No, Catholicism is a pagan religion created by man, merged with paganism, some Christianity, and Satan is at its core. It has a false gospel.
Take the Bible out of context and bring people away from Jesus.
Really? Take the Bible out of context?
I heard you talking earlier, and you're...
You heard me talking earlier, what? You gonna bring me Bible truth, or are you gonna bring me man-made swill?
Your brain is full of intellectual stuff, and you don't have Jesus in your heart.
My brain is full of intellectual? I'm not an intellectual guy. I know what the biblical gospel says.
I mean, intellectualizing the Bible.
If you're of the world, is he Roman Catholic?
You're taking it out of context.
I got articles on that in my teaching blog.
I'm new to all this.
Yeah. I got articles on that. No. You must worship in spirit and truth, not intellectually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and intellectually you obey the word of God because you have a brain, and you come out of the world, and you come out of every false way. Give me one example. I took the Bible out of context. Why is your face twitching? Are you nervous?
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you be?
I'm not nervous, because I'm walking in truth. What are you walking in, deception and error? I notice people that operate in lies and deception. They get nervous and they get sweaty and they get angry and they get fleshly. You know why? I'm not saying you're demon possessed, but you know what? Demons can influence you. You may have one.
They can also influence you.
Actually, they told me.
Jesus would not be doing this here.
I didn't take the Bible out of context anywhere. This is not of God. This is worldly carnality. I just shared with this young man how they preached a false gospel, and he said, that's not the gospel. Look at the harlotry and the worldliness and the carnality here. You're supposed to be holy and godly. Come out of the world. What?
You're being legalistic.
Legalistic? When you drive a car, do the police expect you to obey all the laws? Are they legalistic, or are they just proper according to the law?
You are according to the law.
So God says, keep my law, the new covenant. We do keep some pretor things. I'm married to one woman.
You're preaching condemnation.
Jesus said, the light has come into the world in John 3:19-21. The light has come into the world, but men love darkness, and they go in the dark because the light reproves their sin. This is the condemnation, Jesus said. Go read John 3:19-21. Jesus brought condemnation to people that stay in their sin, salvation to people that repent and leave their sin.
Conviction, and then you leave your sin, but you're bringing condemnation.
No, I have told no one that they're going to go to hell because I said so. I tell people, lest you repent of your worldliness and your false ways, you will go to hell. Yes. The Bible tells you will.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's not condemnation.
Why? Okay.
That's godly love and preaching.
Well,
to tell you the truth is love, sir. So you need to take back. I've never told one person they're going to hell. Take it back.
I didn't condemn. You were condemned.
I'm telling them the truth.
Were being condemning.
Will practicing homosexuals make it into the kingdom of God?
They will not.
Will drunkards?
We're liars.
These people are liars. They're practicing false religion.
The same things that you're teaching me is what I hear them preach.
You're not going to preach it. They haven't come out of the world. Look at this carnal swill in this flesh. They practice pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. They love movies, sports, politics, entertainment. Don't tell me I'm preaching what they're preaching. You know what your problem is?
Everything I say.
You know what your problem is?
Really,
you're not born of the Spirit. You discern all things wrongly. When you're born of the Spirit, you discern through the Word and the Spirit. You discern in the flesh, and you think this is okay. Jesus said in John 8, you can't hear the truth of God because your father is Satan, because you can't hear the truth. If you're born of God, you hear the truth. This young man knows the truth. He hears it. I think he may be born of God. I know when people aren't born of God, they defend sin, they defend worldliness, they defend carnality.
I agree with you.
And they stand against the preacher of righteousness and argue.
The Bible says to me,
you've brought nothing from God's word. You've brought argument and contention. I'm contending against sin. You're contending against righteousness. How wicked.
You mean anybody to Jesus?
How wicked. You need to repent, sir. No, you got to repent every day. You got to repent all the time.
I agree with you.
You guys are here together, are you?
No,
okay. You don't repent one time. Any willful sin you live in is on you, and you're going to lose your soul over it. One lie will cost you your soul. Revelation 21, Revelation 22. You love and practice a lie. That's not biblical.
You're saying Jesus' blood does not cover everything.
Jesus does not cover sin
so
you do not repent of. Did you hear him say that practicing homosexuals won't make it in the kingdom of God?
Yeah, I said that.
But I thought Jesus' blood covers all their sin.
Yeah.
They got to repent and leave it.
They repent.
There you go. They got to leave the sin. Repentance is leaving your sin, sir, is it not? What if I told you I cheat on my wife and I got 3 girlfriends? What would I be called biblically? Adulterer, right?
Adulterer, yes.
What if I told you I'm not going to stop it? I think God's going to forgive me? No way.
Maybe through the blood of Jesus.
No, because it says in Hebrews 10:26 and 27, In Hebrews 10, 26 and 27, I'm going to read it to you right from the Word of God. So you're telling me I'm not making this stuff up. Ready? Let's go to the Word of God. I don't even have my reading glasses on. Lord, give me the grace to see this, because I'm an old man and I have bad vision. Hebrews 10, 26 and 27. Once saved, always saved is a lie. For if we, who's we? Believers. If we sin willfully after we have the knowledge of the truth, there remain no sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries of God.
You don't sin anymore?
Does that sound like if you live in sin, you're going to make it to the kingdom of God?
There's a difference of living in sin and struggling.
It doesn't. You're not going to make it to the kingdom of God. So you asked me if I sin. I don't practice sin, as in willful sin.
But that's what Jesus for us if we slip up, right?
What?
That's what Jesus for us if we slip up, right?
Right. So when you say a cuss word and you go, I shouldn't have done that. Lord, I'm sorry, I repent. Do you keep doing it? If you're sorry, you stop. You stop. So I don't live in willful sin, but I can choose to sin. I can get in my flesh and sin, but I have to repent and stop it. As a street preacher, I get all kinds of people in my face. And there's men that get in my wife's face. I'm keeping an eye on her. They hassle her, and I step between them. You don't think that makes me get my flesh a little bit? I'm kind of an old fighter. I got to put that down and go, that's not godly. If I lay some guy out, is that a good witness? No. So I repent and I say, Lord, give me the spirit to go walk into that man and say, sir, just go away. Leave my wife alone. And so willful sin is practicing churchianity, pagan holidays, feminization. These pastors and fathers and mothers are letting women dress like harlots. They don't teach the men how to dress according to the Bible to cover our forms. They don't call you out of pagan holidays. They don't call you out of the NFL and college and high school football. That's rowdy, covetous, violent, full of sin, pride, and vanity. They encourage it. They have Super Bowl parties. People are playing video games and watching movies full of what? What's an actor according to the Greek word, you know? A hypocrite. Actors are just liars. It's entertainment. The Bible says, go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything, not to go entertain your flesh, not to live in your flesh. If you live in your flesh, you're condemned already. Romans 8:1. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, that's this, we're all condemned. We got to repent. We got to walk in the Spirit. We got to kill the flesh man and put it down. That's worship of God. This is not worship of God. I've been at these when the power went out. Love you, Jesus. Oh. The power goes out. What do you think they do? Do you think they keep worshiping Jesus? They go, music's over.
False prophets come here in sheep's clothing, right?
Music brings drugs. Music's like a drug. It's like sex, it's like other drugs, it gives you dopamine, it moves your flesh. The New Testament saints only sang with their lips. There were no instruments in the New Testament. Old Testament, yeah. New Testament, none. The Roman Catholics bring an organ in 900 years later, and now you got rock bands. You got wicked carnal men like the hooligan John Cooper coming up that goes to Hellfest, that preaches a false gospel, that teaches worldliness. Guy wears eye makeup. Does this sound anything like Jesus? You think Jesus would do anything like this? Did Jesus say put on rock concerts and offer carnality and flesh to woo people? No. Preach the gospel, and the Spirit of God draws people. When your heart's contrite, you hear the Word of God, you want to obey it, yet you seek after Him. This is all a distraction to the truth and the holiness of God. That makes sense? Keep reading your Bible. Email me, man. Email me. I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Love you. God be praised.